Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate and current MPhil student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, August 25th, 1838, the readers of the Barbadian were informed about ongoing labor protests on some plantations on the island. The report noted that a number of incidents on estates in St. George raised concern, namely that the black laborers on the Locust Hall, Salters, and Lower Estate plantations were refusing to work. The report first recalled to readers' minds a proclamation published just a week prior on August 18th, which shed light on such incidents. It emphasized that based on the worker-employee agreement, a notice of 1 month had to be given by either party for the termination of a work contract. At that time, a reward of £100 was offered for the apprehension of workers who protested or instigated others to do the same. Notably, it assured these black laborers that despite threats otherwise, they could not be enslaved again. Subsequent to this proclamation, protests at Salter's estate resulted in arrests of some of the workers, who were soon thereafter released due to the intervention of several persons, including the Archdeacon, the Reverend Mr. Wendt, and Mr. Solicitor General Clark. Having expressed remorse for their actions, the laborers returned to work. However, the protests persisted on nearby estates. For instance, strike action at Locust Hall Plantation led to the removal of workers by the magistrate. Meanwhile, on that very Saturday morning of the 25th, it was noted that those at Lower Estate were showing a similar pattern of defiance. According to the report, they had abandoned work for so long that the land was now in a wretched condition. Taking their protests to the road, they were not to be persuaded even by the magistrates to return to work. They argued that they would only do so at the agreement of 4 rather than 5 days of mandated labor. Furthermore, they asserted that they must be allowed to choose which days they would work. It is important to note that these protests came on the cusp of complete emancipation from slavery. Just 3 weeks prior on August 1st, centuries of enslavement in the British West Indies was abolished as the period of mandated apprenticeship came to an end. It is no doubt that this long-awaited freedom resulted in the expressed desire by the formerly enslaved to have greater autonomy. Such longing for personal empowerment ultimately led to multiple displays of employee protests across plantations in St. George, as was highlighted in the Barbadian on this day, August 25, 1838.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.